Gomeri says he paints what he dreams, but his works often look more like nightmares. They are naked, heavily pregnant figures with the heads of men and bodies of women, with bloated breasts, sharp teeth, and clawed hands. They are automatic rifles, clenched fists, and attack dogs with scarlet eyes, all painted frantically using shades of grey, black, white, blue, red, and yellow. But mostly, says Ngobeni, he dreams of swirling phantoms without eyes.
You cannot look at them. They're scary, you know, like carrying swords, some carrying crosses. They're not humans. Some, they've got four legs, but they are standing like a human faces. And to me, like, I thought, what is this? You know, I would forget about them. But whenever I come to the studio, they come back again, like as a vision now. They are.
He says his nocturnal horrors infect his work, as he puts it. That infection is perhaps a product of his past. When he was a toddler, Ngobeni's mother left him in the care of an uncle in their home village in South Africa's northern Limpopo province.
My uncle, he wanted me to look after his cattle, so he denied me to go to school, you know. If a cow jumped and kicked the jug that holds the milk, he wouldn't kick the cow, it could kick me.
To escape the abuse, Ngobeni fled to Johannesburg when he was 10. He lived on the streets, where his friends were criminals.
This other friend of mine was exposed to some advanced tools like guns, you know. So he was like, hey man, let's do it.
Armed with pistols, Ngobeni and his gang tried to rob a gas station. They failed, and the police captured them. At the age of 14, Ngobeni was jailed for 6 years. He began sketching to escape the boredom and violence of prison life.
From there, I fell in love. Maybe before I ate, I would sketch again, trying to sketch the food, you know.
In jail, says Ngobeni, art set his mind free.
Especially when I was in prison, I would dream a lot about things that are scaring me. I got to learn to listen to my dreams.
He was released from prison 9 years ago when he was 20. From a tiny bedroom in central Johannesburg, he started painting. Strange, emotional and frenetic works that are simultaneously disturbing and inspiring. Works such as Red Dot. It depicts South Africa's former president, Nelson Mandela, in a way that few artists would dare. As a severed head, a streak of red paint flowing from his mouth. Charcoal rings encircle his eyes. His hair shines silver.
Mina, I believe that people, they don't respect him. He is a human being. He get angry.
Ngobeni suggests that Mandela is furious at certain politicians trying to claim him for themselves, to win support from voters. Again, Red Dot was inspired by a dream, in which Ngobeni says he saw Mandela as a giant tiger.
The masses, the people, they would run away, like, because they see the tiger.
Ngobeni says Mandela's angry because his dream of prosperity for all South Africans is being trampled on.
Economical elites, they just share amongst their elites. They don't care about the masses. The political elites just want to loot and then forget about those people.
His painting called Jawsy Siren is dominated by shades of black, white and grey. Just about the only color is injected by a large red clown-like nose on the face of a ghostly main figure, which represents Johannesburg.
He is now a character, a person who can be angry anytime, a person who can welcome you and give you anything that you want. If you wanna sleep, for instance, in the park, obviously, you're gonna be angry, and then he will give you nothing. But if you
in his work, Ngobeni portrays Johannesburg as a place of extreme contrasts, a city of love and hate, life and death, wealth and poverty, sometimes all on the same street corner. Jawsy Siren is also inspired by the noisy place that is the inner city.
The cars are like PPP, takes drivers left and right, a siren, you know, when the police are chasing criminals, when the ambulance is trying to go and save somebody's life.
In the painting, a pouting woman is about to be kissed by the main figure. Ngobeni says this reflects his experience of living next to rowdy neighbors in central Johannesburg.
They drink like nobody's business. They make noise like any time, in the morning, in the middle of the night, in the afternoon. So
in his work titled Slow Vengeance, a skeleton, again pregnant, walks up steps that could be shards of bone, arms extended.
In a traditional beliefs, you know, we rose from the dust, and like what I did myself, rising from the dust and become this artist who I am today, I'm coming with a vengeance to show that I will fight. The ghostly skeleton is a person who's rising from the dust.
But Ngobeni remains deeply aware that some people he's known in his tumultuous life did not rise from the dust like he did.
A lot of my friends, they died, you know. They got killed because of trying to rob people, trying to hijack cars, things like that, you know.
He says these people inhabit his work. He raises them from the dead in his paintings.
I create my work out of love. I love my work more than anything. Everything that I pour in there is within me. It's my private secret. It's me who can do it in that way. I do what I like, you know.
Ngobeni says he called his painting Slow Vengeance because it took him a long time to kill the directionless, impoverished criminal and convict he once was. He presents himself as a skeleton because it's a traditional symbol of death. But Ngobeni is far from dead. Instead, each of his unique brushstrokes affirms his lust for life. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.